السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبع هداه، أما بعد، Indeed الله سبحانه وتعالى has addressed the believers in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with numerous verses and numerous ayat. Those verses, we memorize them, we put them to memory, and we attempt to act upon them as best as possible. But then there are situations that cause those verses to come to the forefront of our minds. And from the verses that Allah Azza wa Jal had revealed upon His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the likes of the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in His book that indeed we shall surely test you with something of fear and hunger, and a depletion of your wealth and your lives and your fruits. فَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And so give glad tidings to the sabirin, to those who exercise patience. And so what we understand from these verses, brothers and sisters, is a number of affairs. Number one, that Allah Azza wa Jal tests us with various issues, various affairs. And those tests and trials, by nature and by virtue of them being tests and trials, are not going to be loved by the soul, are not going to be loved by the nafs, but they are tests and trials nonetheless. And so Allah Azza wa Jal places them upon the believer in order to test him. Number two, that we understand that these tests and trials, they are just that, tests and trials. And that Allah Azza wa Jal placed them upon the believer to see how the believer will fare, to see how the believer will act. How will you be when those tests and trials come? Because this is the true test of one's iman. Not when everything, brothers and sisters, is going well and there is opulence and there is no problem in terms of that which is around us. Yani our social economic condition is fine. We're doing well, we're thriving. And there is no test in this. And so that a person is happy, thankful, that he turns to Allah Azza wa Jal in these good times, that is not the test. The test is to see what will occur during periods of difficulty. Yani when the circumstances change, things become hard, things become burdensome. This is when the trial and the test, ikhwan, is truly a trial and test. And thus Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ فَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal likewise, He mentions that He tests the believers. And for that reason, we understand that these trials and these tests, ikhwan, we may see them manifesting with the believers while the disbeliever and the kafir, nothing apparently really seems to happen other than yani the odd circumstance that occurs to them and that comes to them. But generally, their lives seem to be flourishing. And that, brothers and sisters, is not something that we should look upon in disdain, or that we should be jealous in any way or envious in any way of the lives of the kuffar, since Allah Azza wa Jal has tested us and tests the believers because He loves them. Allah Azza wa Jal tests the believers in order to bring out fruit, in order to bring out that which comes from these trials and these tests of benefit that return back to the believer. And these benefits that return back to the believer manifest in the dunya and manifest in the akhirah, in the hereafter, at a time when we need them the most. So with that being said, as a premise, brothers and sisters, it has reached me that the brothers and sisters there in Trinidad and Tobago are returning back into the state of lockdown. I don't know if it's begun yet or it is due to begin any day now. But in any case, the lockdown, because of this trial of COVID-19, then brothers and sisters, these lockdowns are established by the hukumat, by the government, based upon whatever it is they determine in relation to these situations. And so the lockdown has been established by the hukuma and by the government. Whether we agree with the lockdown or not, then we have no choice in relation to what our governments have decided. That is, they have decided to re-establish the lockdown for the purpose that they have done. And so, whether or not we agree or disagree, we are part of a society that is going back into lockdown. And so even if we disagree, everyone around us is likewise in lockdown. And the origin, brothers and sisters, is that in relation to the Muslim living in the land of the non-Muslims, is that he is not one that opposes the hukuma or makes khuruj from the anzima and revolts against the ruler, whether Muslim or non-Muslim. This is not from the way of the believer, since the origin with the Muslim living in the lands of the non-Muslim is that he lives in those lands in the origin. He lives in those lands with an agreement. And there is something of a pact and an agreement while he lives in those lands. And this is why our scholars, they recommend and advise and encourage making hijrah from the lands of the Muslim, because from the lands of the non-Muslim to the lands of the Muslim, because of the fact that there are many circumstances that the believer finds himself in the lands of the non-Muslim that causes him to be in a compromised situation. And number two, that when one lives in the land of the non-Muslim, the origin is that one lives there with an agreement, whether one recognizes that or not. That is, we have an agreement with the lands or with those lands that we live in. And that agreement involves obeying the laws of those lands. When the companions, Ridwanullahi alayhim, made the migration from Mecca, which was Darul Kufr, to Habasha, which in its origin was Darul Kufr, then they didn't disobey the law of those lands. Rather, they lived within the law of the lands in accordance with the agreement of King Najashi, who allowed them to live within the land and to practice their deen within the land and afforded them the opportunity to remain. And so while they remained in that land, they had from the believers who were over them, as the authentic narrations established, that Ja'far radiallahu anhu was in charge of the believers, and likewise Uthman ibn Mad'un, that they were in charge of the believers and their affairs while they were there, but they didn't disobey the law of the land of Najashi, since they understood that by virtue of them leaving where they were to entering their lands, they were in a compromised position as believers. And that they didn't have a land and a dar that was Darul Muslimin that they could travel to. Of course, once the hijrah to Medina was established, yani they migrated from Habasha, from Ethiopia, to Al-Madinah. And thus, our scholars, they recommend this migration from Dar al-Kufr to Dar al-Islam, because we will find ourselves in compromised situations. And those compromised situations, ikhwan, are not, of course, mardi, not something that we are happy or pleased with in many circumstances. But nonetheless, we do not break the law of the land or oppose the law of the land. They have allowed us to remain, and thus the Muslimun ala shurutihim, they have allowed us to remain on the basis of the fact that we live as citizens of that country. And the Prophet ﷺ mentioned al-Muslimun ala shurutihim, the Muslims are upon the conditions that they agree to. And so, brothers and sisters, as we mentioned, this is one of the side effects of living in Darul Kufr, that there are certain things, ikhwan, certain compromised situations we find ourselves in, and there isn't much that we can do about them unless we make hijrah. And so with that being the case, ikhwan, we may or may not agree with the affair of the lockdown situation, but the reality is, even in Darul Islam now, yani, we have similar lockdowns taking place and curfews. And so in the light of these situations, this waba al-ham, or these general illnesses or general sicknesses, the hukumat and the governments, they take whatever measures and steps that they see fit to try and curb the spread of what it is they may or may not understand. And unfortunately, ikhwan, it appears to be the case with in many lands that they don't actually understand, or this is a sickness and an illness that they're trying to grasp and trying to get some understanding of. And while they're doing so, they're putting in these implementations or implementing certain forms of legislation, temporary legislation that relate to that. And thus, we by necessity are going to be affected by that. And so, brothers and sisters, while we're in this situation and this circumstance, what it is we should be doing is benefiting as much as possible from the time that we have before us. What is it, Wayani? What shall we do? What can we do? We're not making hijrah. We're remaining in the land. Lockdown is taking place. And even if we made hijrah and migration to the land of the Muslimin, it is likely we're going to make migration to a land that is in lockdown as well. And so, brothers and sisters, what is it that the believer does? The believer is not affected by these circumstances. Rather, he sees them as opportunities, and he utilizes those opportunities well. And then he reflects upon the varying commands in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he tries to implement them well. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu isbiru wasabiru warabitu wattaqullaha la'allakum tuflihun. Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentions, O ye who believe, isbiru, be patient. It's a direct command from Allah Azza wa Jal. O ye who believe, isbiru, be patient. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu isbiru wasabiru. And Allah Azza wa Jal, after mentioning isbiru, he mentioned sabiru. And it is from the same, in terms of the meaning of the word and the origin, it is from the same root, sabara. Yani, to be patient. But the scholars, they mention a principle in relation to the logga and in relation to the language, that this one Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the first, isbiru, and this one sabiru. So we have this additional alif after the sad. Isbiru wa sabiru. And the scholars, they mention, as far as the principle in the language yani is concerned, that they say ziyadatun fil mabna tadullu ala ziyadatun fil ma'na. That when we have an increase in the lettering, even though the words or the root word is the same, but when we have an increase in the lettering of a particular word, that increase in the lettering of a particular word indicates an increase and additional meaning. And so Allah Azza wa Jal commands, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu usbiru. Firstly, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu usbiru. O you who believe, be patient. And then Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, Wasabiru. And that is, as the scholars they mention, outdo each other in being patient. But from the scholars of tafsir are those who hold that the meaning of isbiru wasabiru, that is, outdo your enemies in being patient. This is as it relates to the battlefield. Yani, just as you were patient, or just as you were both patient, you and your enemy, but you should outdo them in patience. This is as it relates to a warfare situation. And so as it relates to something as trivial as a lockdown, then we outdo anyone. We outdo the non-Muslims of all sects and denominations. We outdo them in being patient and in patient perseverance. And so we benefit, brothers and sisters, from this waqt. We benefit from this time as much as possible. We utilize this time, brothers and sisters, and we know that this time is a time wherein there is great reward. For indeed, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us concerning the affair of a sabr. Numerous ahadith and numerous nusus and texts that indicate the great benefit, ikhwan, of sabr. In that regard, we have the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, likewise the hadith of Abi Huraira, radiallahu anhuma, wherein the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, ما يصيب المسلم من نصب ولا وصب ولا هم ولا حزن ولا أذى ولا غم حتى الشوكة يشاكها إلا كفر الله بها من خطايا. That indeed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that the Muslim does not undergo nasab. And this nasab is a relation to ta'ab, yani becomes tired. Or something tires him out, wears him out. Wala wasabin. Yani wasab, difficulty and hardship. Wala ham, or grief, or worry. Grief. Adha, any harm. Wala gham, any anxiety or distress. So any type of harm. Then the Prophet ﷺ explained the level. Hatta shawkatu yushakuha, even if he's pricked by a thorn. Illa kafara Allahu biha min khataya, except that Allah Azza wa Jal expiates his sin. So even if it is not physical harm, but it is something that causes distress or concern or worry or grief or depression, all of these situations, brothers and sisters, and this is what occurred in the early lockdowns, that we had cases of depression and distress and anxiety, and other than that, while people were in lockdown, ikhwan, Allah Azza wa Jal, as the Prophet ﷺ informed us, Allah Azza wa Jal expiates the sin of the believer if he goes through any of this. And know that the affair of the believer, of course, kulluhu khair, all of it is good. As the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned, عَجَبًا لَأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنْ أَمْرَهُ كُلُّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِأَهْدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. Indeed, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, amazing is the affair of the believer. All of his affairs are khair for him. And that is for no one but the believer. That is for no one but the believer. And yet, we must reflect, ikhwan, upon this reality. Everything that occurs with the believer, كُلُّهُ خَيْرٌ. All of it is good. And so we are quick to worry, quick to distress, quick to complain. And we're complaining in actuality about those things that Allah Azza wa Jal had made causes for expiation of sin. That is a reality. عَجَبًا لَأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنْ أَمْرَهُ كُلُّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. Amazing is the affair of the believer. All of his affairs are good for him. And that is for no one but the believer. إِنْ أَصَابَهُ إن أصابه ضراء، إن أصابه سراء شكر فكان خيرا له. If he is if he undergoes or he goes through good times, times of ease and opulence, he gives thanks and that is good for him. وإن أصابه ضراء صبر وكان خيرا له. And when he goes through difficulties, then he is patient and it is خير for him. It is good for him. All of these affairs and these situations, أيها الإخوة, they are situations wherein the believer, he benefits. He takes benefit. And he knows that in this situation, there is خير. And there is a time, brothers and sisters, to concentrate upon our families, get closer as a family, draw closer to one another, ikhwan. We, as families, we're drawing in many situations and in many societies, we're growing apart, we're growing distant. Parents are not acquainted with the realities of their children and what their children are going through. And the children, ikhwan, are closer to individuals outside of the home than they are with the family members. Husbands drawing distant from their wives, spending extended times outside of the home. The wife becomes acquainted with that and in fact prefers that he is gone. All of these situations, brothers and sisters, are not healthy for our households. They're not good for our homes. So these lockdowns give us an opportunity to reestablish our families, draw closer to each other as individuals, as members of the home, and do those things, ikhwan, that families should do. Benefit similarly from the time that we have before us as it relates to our deen. And in that time that we needed and that we always spoke about, that if I was to get some free time, then I would do such and such, I would memorize such and such, I would study such and such. There is a wealth now available to us in terms of knowledge, in terms of benefit, in terms of studying opportunities, not causing you to have to leave the home, in fact, to embark upon studying something from khair. All of those excuses that we had before, now they must disappear. I don't have time for this. I don't really have time to do such and such. I'm busy. I'm at work. I'm in business. All of these excuses must now disappear because we do have time. We have a lot of free time now. And there is nothing that we no longer that we any longer need to carry out because we cannot do so right now. And so with that being the situation, we need to put together and start considering and planning a program for the lockdown. A program, ikhwan, that we enter the lockdown in and we begin and we continue upon this program that has in it benefit for us and for our families and for the members of the family. And what we must always look at, brothers and sisters, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Unzuru ila man huwa asfala minkum wa la tanzuru ila man huwa fawqakum fa huwa ajdaru an la tazdaru ni'matallahi alaykum." Look towards the one that is asfala minkum, is below you. "Wa la tanzuru ila man huwa fawqakum," and don't look at the one who is above you. فَهُوَ أَجْدَرُ أَنْ لَا تَزْدَرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. That is, it is most likely that if you do so, that you will not belittle نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. That is, when you look at the one in relation to the affairs here of the dunya, that we look at the one that is below us. We look at the one that is going through difficulties worse than ours, are in a worse situation than ours. We're complaining about a lockdown. Ikhwan, look at what is happening to our brothers and sisters in Palestine. Look at those shayateen that they have, putting them through the situation that they're being put through, being expelled from their homes, dhulm and tyranny and oppression that is taking place. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to deal with those who are establishing this tyranny against them and this oppression. Look at their situation, ikhwan, and then we're complaining about lockdowns. Brothers and sisters, this advice of the Prophet ﷺ is one that will bring about, no doubt, fruits. And in regards to this text, we need to understand that when the Prophet ﷺ, he said, look to the one that is below you, that is as it relates to the dunya and not the deen. As it relates to the affairs of the deen, we look at the one who is above us. As Ibn al-Amid, he mentions in some lines of poetry, man sha'a aishan hamidan yastafidu bihi fi dinihi thumma fi dunyahu iqbala falyanzuranna ila man fawqahu adaban walyanzuranna ila man dunahu mala. That indeed, whomsoever wishes a praiseworthy existence and life that he will benefit from in his deen and in his dunya looking forward, then let him look to the one who is below him in adab. Who is above him in adab. Yani that is in character, in deen and what have you. He looks at the one who is above him and he aspires to be like them. He aspires to be from the greatest of the ulama, mathalan. He may not reach that, but he aims for that. وَلْيَنْظُرَنَّ إِلَى مَنْ دُونَهُ مَعْلًا. Let him look to the one who is below him in wealth and in the affairs of the dunya. And so, as far as this hadith is concerned, أُنْظُرُوا إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ. That is, look to the one who is lesser than you. Yani, look to the one in the affairs of the dunya. Look to the one who is lesser than you, the one who's going through a worse situation, the one who's going through a greater calamity. Look at them. And then you will give thanks to Allah Azza wa Jalla for the situation that you're in and know that from the ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jalla and from the mercy of Allah Subhanahu and from His great fadl and His great blessing is that Allah Azza wa Jalla makes these things occur that He may shower you with rahmah, and with mercy, and with expiation of sin, and purify you. These are difficulties, brothers and sisters, that we benefit from, even while we don't realize and experience and see and observe, Allah Azza wa Jalla is expiating our sin throughout the whole of these calamities. Sins are being removed from us throughout the whole of these trials and difficulties. And so we see them as hardships, but in actuality, ikhwan, they are gifts to us. It is better that we go through these types of things in the dunya than that we face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the many misgivings and shortcomings that we have in the akhirah. Wallahi, ayyuhal ikhwa, Allah is kind. Our Lord, our Rabb, Rabbun Kareem, jiddan, jiddan, jiddan. And Allah Azza wa Jalla is clement and merciful and gentle with His servant, even though there may be circumstances where that clemency requires something from يعني, a situation, an abrasive situation. But this situation is good for you. You benefit from it, ayyuhal ikhwa. You'll benefit from it, you know, on a personal level for your families, for your children, for your marriages. There are great benefits. And so my advice to my brothers and sisters there is plan the lockdown, plan a program, make a program for during the lockdown. Whatever it is you're permitted to do, then utilize and benefit from that, whatever it is. You have by way of time period that the lockdown is going to extend for, make a plan. Make a plan, ikhwan, a plan that revolves around your family, a plan that you're going to carry out certain activities within the family, some of them deen related, some of them entertainment and just general socializing and quality time with your families. Make a plan. Use the time well and thank Allah Azza wa Jal that He has placed this expiation of sin in front of you that is easy for you. And that is a form of benefit for you, whether we realize it or not. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa fikana wa iyaakum lima yuhibbuhu wa yarda. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make the period easy for you, this period of difficulty easy for you, which in actuality is not difficult whatsoever. It is a lesson in sabr, a lesson in patience, and a great virtue from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Wa akhir da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.